ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
How you doing, Ted?
You know, I'm better now. I can hear the intro.
Feels good, Steve.
Right? And we're off and running. Now The rest of the show's going to suck, but we started off hot.
We did. Came in firing.
What's it, Mitch Hedberg, he had that old joke, like, it's like you're like pancakes. You start off, like, really awesome, and then you just progressively get more and more soggy and nasty.
Ooh.
I can't remember the joke. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but it was, like, you know, basically talking about how, like, you don't want to be like pancakes because they're awesome at first, and then eventually you just get sick of them.
Yeah. Man, my mom hit me with a pancake quote today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were talking about something, and she goes, well, it's like Dr. Phil says, no matter how thin the pancake is, there's always two sides. I was like, I'm not the biggest Dr. Phil guy, but Mom, I like that quote. I'm going to use that.
But you can change that for anything. You can say that about, like, a cookie. You can say that about a pillow.
Yeah.
A nickel.
But nickels are always the same size, these pancakes.
Oh, they said they always have two sides.
No matter how thin the pancake is, There's always two sides.
Yeah. I got you. You're right. No, nickel doesn't make any sense. But the cookie does.
The cookie does, but I mean, the top of the, man, we're going down a wormhole. The top of the cookie and the bottom of the cookie look completely different, Steve.
Still the same thing. You get the same taste.
So the front of you is the same as the back of you?
Damn straight. Jeez. Have you not looked at my back? I've been shaving it.
Speaking of which, I gotta get Matt to come over and shave my back.
How often do you shave your back now?
Usually just in the summer. But I don't know, like, now that it's fully grown back in, even I'm like, Jesus, Ted.
Dude, once you shave it once,
it's tough.
You never want to go back to letting it grow hair. Like, yeah. I never shaved mine. Then you shaved yours, and it kind of inspired me. And then I started, like, trying to get, like, to the point where I could start wearing a singlet, not a t-shirt when I wrestle. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, If the moment hits me while I'm there, I'm not going to do it because I have a hairy back. And it's not even like a fully hairy back.
No, you're not like me.
I have like little patches, but it's like just weird patches of hair. So I'm like, I got to ask my wife to do it. I can't do it. I've tried. And she was up for it. I forgot. Like, she likes doing that kind of stuff. Although She's way too aggressive with the razor. She doesn't understand the kind of just guide into it.
Are you using a real razor?
The electric razor.
Okay. As I say, I'm just trimming with clippers.
Yeah. No attachment. And, yeah. But she sometimes was like kind of just jab it at me. And I'm like, just because it's not an actual blade, like an old school blade, that doesn't mean that you can just stab me with it. It still can cut me.
Yeah, it's like when you're trimming up downstairs. You got to be careful. I've had that.
Bro, I did that last week.
Ooh.
I got way too excited. Not in that way, but you know, I'm holding it and I'm like just kind of like, you know, stretching so I can get that good.
Yeah.
And then it just felt like I was like skidding on something. I'm like, oh, man, that didn't feel good. But I didn't think anything was wrong until I started taking a shower and I looked down and there's blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that, not to get too graphic, sorry, ladies, but any guy who's ever tried to nick it down there, it's like bleeds. A forehead, man. It leaks.
Yeah.
It just does not stop bleeding.
Yeah. Well, I had a kind of a quiet fall with the ladies, so I hadn't...
Let the jungle be free.
Yeah, maybe I hadn't kept the best upkeep.
Then hit the landscaping company.
And then January, I was like, all right, we need to get back into business. But then the next morning, I kind of forgot. I went to go use the bathroom. And I was like, whoa, what's going on down here? Whose is this?
I don't remember you like this.
Right? Like, whoa.
Yeah, so once you shave that back once, now it's like, as soon as I start seeing a little stubble, I'm like, babe, can you shave my back again?
See, that's my problem. Is I stopped for the winter, and now I'm like, all right, I got
to
do it again.
Yeah, you got to get Matt to do that for you.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Yeah. Want to come over, watch some college hoops, shave my back?
Sounds like a great night.
It's not bad.
Well, I mean, I've shaved your head before.
You have?
Top of your head.
Yeah, I got Joe helping me out, too.
Yeah, Spokane. I remember that. I brought my clippers and Ted's like, hey, could you buzz me up a little bit? I'm like, yeah, sure.
You just line me up real quick, Steve.
Yeah. Got you nice and tight. Well, it's good to see you, Ted, as always.
Yeah, man. Just another beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh, dude. It's getting annoying.
I know. I love Seattle. But, I tweeted out last week. People kind of jumped on me. A couple people. I'm just like,
hey, welcome to Seattle, Ted.
Yeah, I'm just like, I get it. But, like, this is record-breaking. Like, and also, like, it's been a weird start to 2019 for me. I'm just like,
well, it's 2020.
Or 2020, yeah. Hey, look, I stayed up till midnight. Those fireworks never went off on the needle. I'm still in 2019.
They need to set the fireworks off to make things right.
Right?
Damn you, King Five. Right. Did you go to see it or did you watch the footage on King Five?
No, so my apartment on Capitol Hill, they're building, this was the last year I could actually, now I can't see the top of the needle. They've already built up above it since January 1st.
That's a bummer.
So I literally was like, I'm not going to do nothing. And then around 11, I said, screw it, I'm staying up and watch the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little cooler, had my lawn chair, I'm set up out on my deck, and the fireworks don't go off. But at this point, there's rumors that they're going to go off at 2.
Yeah, so, no, I heard that too.
So now I'm pot committed. Now I just start drinking more. I'm going to wait up till 2. Nothing.
Oh, dude, see, we DVR King 5's New Year's at the Needle thing. Because right. Every year it's always just, I give them credit. They're trying to do a New Year's show, but it's just, you know, I mean, when you got Dick Clark's Rocking Eve and you watch all these, like the Q13, like, you know, the Fox one and all the other ones, you're just like, that's a whole nother level. I mean, good luck local television trying to do something. But I do like watching the Space Needle and the fireworks because it's always been a fun thing.
I'm with you. I love it. I love watching Seafair on Cairo and I forget who does the 4th of July.
I think it's Cairo.
So, like, I think it's awesome they do it. And it's kind of fun because it's local live TV. So mistakes are going to happen. What's his name? St. Clair is going to say something wacky.
And then you get the interaction with the crowd and you just sometimes wonder, why are these people even there? Why are they even talking on television? They don't even look like they want to be there.
Yeah. There's always one guy.
Cold.
There's always one guy in the background doing the, like, I'm smoking weed finger.
Check me out.
He's there every year.
420. But then it's like they do it. They never warned us. At least I didn't hear it. You know, I obviously fast forwarded through a lot, but I watched like a couple minutes leading up to the fireworks going off. I love that we're in February and we're talking about the New Year's fireworks. So
Happy New Year, everybody.
So they just send it to the big shot, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Nothing. And smoke and fog and
lasers.
And then they finally go back to Jim and Kim from King 5's Evening. And they just both are like, you're trying. They're like, well, that was cool and different.
And I'm like, so here's the deal. At like 15 minutes before the show, they just went, there's going to be no show. We're just going to be lasers.
But the lasers were really nothing special without the fireworks.
Well, and there was so much like low clouds and stuff. Like the lasers just didn't really do with lasers. And look, Steve and I love lasers.
I live for lasers. By the way, if anyone knows anyone that does like custom jackets made that will incorporate LED lights, hit your boy up. Let me know because I'm trying to put together a rain jacket. I've made my own, but it's very low budget. It looks good from afar.
What do you want, like a Jericho jacket?
Kinda.
All right.
Yeah. I got some ideas.
I'm kind of disappointed this is for wrestling. I thought you were just thinking ahead.
Well, I could use it for other stuff too, Ted. But I want to make a jacket. I just need someone that's really good at LED lights. And it's not going to charge me $2,000 like I've seen online. I'm not dropping that kind of coin.
Dude, I have a friend I can hook you up with.
Okay.
Because she makes cat ears and stuff that are all LEDs and everything and sells them at festivals.
Really?
Yeah. I bet she could do that for you.
Oh, let's.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I'll hit her up on the Book of Faces.
Okay, cool. Because I have no problem paying. I just don't want to pay $2,000. I don't want to pay $500. But I mean, I kind of want to like keep it reasonable. Well, I was talking to this place in China.
Like, on Instagram. All my light-up jackets are from China.
Right. Because LP, who's a great wrestler from Vancouver, he got a sick jacket, right? And the company that made it is in China. It's really hard to communicate with someone that doesn't speak English and someone that doesn't speak Chinese.
Yeah.
Which is me. And the person that's in China doesn't speak English. It's very clear because it's just like, hello, sorry, delay. Then I get nothing. And I'm like, well, okay, I get your...
When was this going on?
This has been going on for like a month, man. And I'm finally at the point where it's like, the last thing I said, I've been waiting a week for a reply. And it's just, how much, how long? Because I sent them all my ideas, and they're just like, we can do. And then nothing. I'm like, well, okay, what are the next steps?
Help me out. Right? Help me help
you. Do
you
need measurements? Do you need a time frame?
What size? How long?
That sounds scary. How much money?
Steve, I wouldn't buy this jacket.
No, I don't want to send the money because I'm not getting responses. So, yeah, if your friend is someone that's capable of putting together some fun stuff, I definitely want to chat with her.
Yeah, that's her thing. She goes to festivals and sells light-up stuff.
Oh, perfect. Well, yeah. I got some money for her.
All right.
We'll make it work. All right, why don't we do some push-ups? Let's get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
Yes. Ted, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready.
I'm excited to play this one just solely because of the beginning. The beginning is like, it's like, we'll just hear it. Isn't that awesome?
I feel like we're in a European nightclub. Like, it's like we've walked in.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're probably on something, and then this hits.
Ted, where are we? I don't know where we are, but we should get on the ground and do some push-ups. Yeah! Let's do it, Mega Family.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Speaking of wrestling stuff, shout out to James Vanderbeek. He just created a dope new design for me for a t-shirt. Oh, nice. It's available already at prowrestlingtees.com/I'm Steve Miggs.
It's available already.
That's just some of that James Vanderbeek stroke. Jeremy, you're the best, man.
How does that work? He designs them? Like, does he get a kickback from them, too?
Well, I pay him for the design. So I commission him to make the design, and then I pop it up on my pro wrestling tee shop. But he's got an in, so he got it up quicker.
Oh, nice.
It usually takes me like a day to get it approved by pro wrestling tees.
Right.
He finished it. I approved it. Maybe 10 minutes later, the shirt's now available at prowrestlingtees.com. But this is a logo. It's actually, I was like, he's like, well, what's, I was trying to tell him what I wanted. And I sent him the Knife Party album cover.
All right.
Like with the it's like the red one with the flag. And like, it just looks crazy. I'm like, I just want it to be like kind of EDM inspired, but like still rocking and still like kind of badass. So that's the new Steve Miggs logo right there.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to my Twitter at Steve Miggs.
Sorry. Your Twitter at Steve. Steve Miggs.
Yeah.
It's just funny. You're like, you got a new shirt all the time now.
Oh, hell yeah. A marketing machine, man. You can check it out right there. Bless you.
Oh, excuse me. I gotta go buy some of the shirts. I think I only have the old ones, and they're all like double X's.
Well, one second, I'm gonna get some of these printed as well. I think I might hit up our boy Keith to print it. I want to see if he has like glow in the dark or really like bright fluorescent blue ink.
Just like pops out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just be obnoxious.
Yeah.
TED Talk.
That's my TED Talk.
Starring B-Tech Smith.
Be obnoxious.
Be obnoxious.
Do you need some music?
No, okay. I just want to remind people today, just, you know, I had to fly back east for a wake and stuff for Coach Morgan Wooten. And look, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, trying to book flights and everything on a day's notice is a pain in the butt.
Yes.
But whether it's, you know, wake, funeral, weddings, maybe your buddy's just going through a breakup and needs somebody to talk to. Just, you know, for people that matter in your life, just show up, you know, and you can't always, and that's okay. But if you can, just show up because it matters to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't put a value on seeing those people, hugging those people, how much it meant to them.
I saw the pictures and I could tell like that's not a time where people are smiling, but you could see people smiling because they were together.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like your pictures that you put up on Facebook, obviously, you know, no one's like going, like dropping deuces like, yo, you know what I mean?
But no, like, but it's the truth, too. Like after the wake on Sunday, like, you know, we went to Lido's and stuff and there's, you know, there's stuff.
Is that an Italian food place?
Lido's Pizza is this famous pizza place, right? And the original one was in Adelphi.
It just sounds like Lido's.
It is. It's square
because
they don't never cut corners. But that was the thing. After every game, win or lose, Coach Wooten, right, if he was in the area, they went to the original Lido's in Adelphi. So now the original Lido's moved up to College Park. So that was just the thing. So the wake was tough, right? But as I'm leaving, and I'm going to leave out a bunch of names because these are some of the DeMatha higher-ups and stuff. Okay. But I just looked at one guy, and he's like, he was real close with Coach. And he's on like, you know that verge between like, you're happy to see everybody, but you might be crying, but you're just kind of laughing. And like, he walks by me, and I just go, he's you know, the coach. Coach, we want to lead us? Lido's. So then everybody, that was like people just walking by going, Lido's, Lido's.
You got to find something to put a smile on your face.
Right. So, I mean, yeah. I get there, like Jason Ballou, one of my favorite teachers, kept me in DeMatha. Like, he's there. So then it's just, at that point, it was legit fun.
Yeah.
Like, we're just trading stories and this and that. I mean, stories that I forgot that I'm a part of. And then.
Isn't that crazy?
It's
that you've
wild.
Lived a life that long, not to make us feel old, but
yeah,
I mean, also we've burnt maybe a few brain cells, but it's crazy when you hear stories like, I completely forgot I ever even did that.
Yeah. And like, I forget, you know, as I was 19 or 20.
Do you have a favorite story that was brought up?
So, all right. So the one from DeMatha is I'm a manager my senior year. So real quick. So we're playing. That's the picture I put up on Facebook.
With the Zamboni.
Right. I'll put that up. I am massive.
Yeah, dude. It's like a different person.
I mean, that's got to be at least 340-ish.
Yeah. No, dude. I mean, you're fine wine, baby.
Right.
Fine wine. You're like J-Lo.
Right.
And Shakira.
Right. I'm next halftime show. Shave back at all.
Damn straight.
So the two best stories from
I'll watch you on a poll.
The Devatha days are, number one is we're playing a tournament. So that picture is a Zamboni in the, is it the Fleet Center? Where do the Blues play?
Dude, I have no idea.
So it's that arena in St. Louis, right? We're playing a basketball tournament. So one of our guys forgets a jersey. I'm one of the managers. I find out about it. Long story short, if you've ever been in these tournaments, like, they just bring you back and forth. There's no way to kind of, like, you don't have your own cars and stuff.
Right.
So I just go into the tunnel, take another team's bus, just tell the bus driver, like, we got to go. Get back to the hotel. We get back. By the time they've gone through walkthrough, his jersey is hung up in the locker. And I forgot I had done this. And then, like, so I saw Coach Murphy. And he goes, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that I told Morgan until, like, a few days later that you basically commandeered a bus and gave him some BS. Like, no, I'm from Dematha. Like,
we got to go.
Right. And the guy was so confused. I was just like, no, this is our. And it turns out it wasn't our bus. They should have never let me do that. And then the other story,
dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, is that I'm keeping score for the team, but this is my senior year, right? So I know hoops, but I don't know every rule, but I'm the guy. So there's an and one or like a lane violation or something. Steve, I am arguing something that is not right. The ref gets so confused. It's a 3-point game. He blows his whistle, gives us a point, moves it to a 4-point game. And to this day, like, I'm technically the only manager that has an official bucket in a game. And I was wrong.
You just said it with such conviction.
Yes.
This is why you give us these TED Talks, man. We're willing to go through walls for you, D. Ted Smith.
It was unbelievable.
Dude, it's funny you bring it up. Went to a high school girls basketball game yesterday evening.
All right.
Didn't know anyone there. I was just there just to root on the... No, yeah, kidding.
Easy.
Matthew McConaughey. No, dude, it was really, really cool. My wife's cousin. So it's my cousin. I always
JV, varsity?
Varsity.
All right.
Dude.
Nice.
It was awesome.
That's your cousin now. You guys have been married
long enough. Right, that's what I mean. Like, I always, like, I'm like, it's my cousin, but I don't know how people are like, well, how do you have cousins
that's
when
fair.
You move out here?
I call my cousins
but
cousins.
They're my cousins.
Yeah, but I don't know about marriage. I call my cousins cousins that. Because I'm like, I'm not blood related to them. They're not my cousins.
See, for me, it's like, yeah, I'm married, but I view them as my cousins. They're family. I see them all the time. I love them.
Right.
So one of my cousins, then I can say, it actually was featured on King 5. Chris Egan did a whole piece about their family, the Barrett family, which is my wife's side of the family. You know, that's her family. I did not realize how, like, much royalty they are right now in, like, high school sports. But the twins, which is just it's Jace and Reagan, are, like, crushing it in their team at Rogers High School, and there was a whole piece done on them.
Nice.
Reagan just got recruited by the University of Washington's softball team, so she's going to be going to play there.
They're good.
Yeah. Her coach, I guess he's a big deal, was at the game sitting right with us. Like, just to support her.
Yeah.
Which was cool. So she also plays basketball. Dude, she's good. Like, she's just hitting in there, like, going into the paint. Girls are hitting her, and she's, like, barreling through, getting the layup in, and I'm like, she's a freaking beast. But, like, she's so chill and nice and sweet as, like, you know, just in family stuff. I'm, like, watching her. I'm like, she's, like, you know, not to bring up Kobe because Kobe's gone now, you know, but, like, she's, like, the Kobe of that team. Like, she was, like, I'm leading the charge. Like, everyone follow. I was really proud. Like, it was cool. She's nailing three-pointers. Actually, our whole team was amazing.
And you forget, high school hoops are great to watch. I mean, it was, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours. You're in and out.
Especially when they run up the score and then they don't do stop time.
Yeah.
So, like, the second half of the game flew by because they just crushed this team. Apparently, this team they played was South Kitsap, the Wolves. And the last time they played, and it was the Rogers High School Rams. So the Rams almost lost to the Wolves the last time by like two. They beat them by like 2 points, but it was a close game.
All right.
I don't know if like the Wolves decided not to bring their best players, or if like the Rams just had an off night that night, or if they just weren't like the Wolves were having bad luck hitting baskets. They beat them 80-24 last night.
Oh, damn.
Dude, it was like 20-0 at one point.
80-24.
I'm not even exaggerating. I took a picture because I'm like, you know what? Ted's probably not going to believe this, but I legit. Where is it? Right here. Yep. 80-24. It was fun because it's the team you want to win. Well, I'm into it. Concessions got a pretzel, so I got a soft pretzel in my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had so much fun. I was just, it was
the high school soft pretzel.
Good. Really good. Like, had a good warmth to it.
Yeah.
Nice little crispiness on the outside, but still doughy on the inside.
Yeah, I got one on the ferry last time. It was a little too hard.
Yeah. We should come out to Rogers High School. and check out some basketball games. I was super pumped, man. It was fun to watch the game with the family. Baby Tatum went. That's our second basketball game. I think we're going Thursday night as well for family night.
Getting it in.
Trying to.
All right.
Showing some support, you know?
Yeah, it's good. And it's right. It's exactly what you're saying, or what I was saying in the TED Talk, right? Like, that matters to people.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, her mom was like, even her, Reagan was like just smiling that we were both there.
Yeah, it's awesome. You remember that stuff, playing games and everything when you're a kid. Like what I'm saying. Like,
still as an adult, when I see my friend somewhere, when my band plays a show, if I wrestle, it's like, oh, that's awesome. Sweet. Good to see you. Here's a couple things I noticed, though. You brought up officiating. Those are unsung heroes.
Especially in high school sports.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing it for the money. They're hopefully, maybe they have aspirations of going further if they're younger, but a lot of these guys are older. They're doing it because they love the game.
As I say, mostly it's just because they love the game. They want to be around it.
And then they yell that the whole time.
I know.
It's like they love the game, but everybody and their sister is yelling awful things at these poor refs and officials. It's like, dude, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
It's high school basketball.
Well, everybody, you know, everybody's impartial till it comes to their kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it just is what it is. But I will admit, like, I always get on those parents, but like, last time I saw my nephew playing a game, and he's playing, like, this was a couple years ago, like rec league, not even like for his school. And at one point I kind of out loud went, do they practice inbounds plays? And my brother was like, will you shut the hell up? Like, yep. Sorry.
Became that guy. You can notice though, who's the parent of what kid. Whenever something good happens or bad happens for them, because it's like, oh, you're very vocal right now. You're clapping a lot harder. Like, I was trying to clap hard for every girl that scored because, like, I don't want to be that one that's just only cheering for Reagan. Like, yeah, everyone else, go F off. I'm cheering for the superstar.
It's also funny, too, is sometimes the quietest parents have the best kids.
Yeah.
Like the super athletes. Like, they don't have to say a ton.
They just sit back, you know?
It is funny, too. I just watched a whole thing with an interview with Howie Long. Before the Super Bowl, and they were asking him, you know, because his kids have played in the Super Bowls, and he was like, you know, honestly, he goes, I got more nervous watching my son playing the Super Bowl for the Eagles than he ever did playing.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, because at a certain point when you're playing, you can control it.
Well, think about like some of those parents where they're both of their kids are playing against each other, whether it be regular season or playoffs, or even like, I think there was a Super Bowl recently where it was like the parents, well, it was like, yeah, and I think there was one where like two kids were like up against each other. I can't remember.
The Watt brothers, there's three of them in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? There's a couple brothers.
Like that's got to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Well, it was a blast, dude. I thought of you because I was like watching that. And then the other thing I noticed, I'm like, what do you think? Do you think there's any numbers? Because like in hockey, 99 is untouchable. You know what I mean? You better be really good if you're going to rock number 99 or number 66. It's just like, you just don't wear those numbers. Do you think in basketball, 23 is an untouchable number?
No.
Okay.
I think basketball is just different.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's just, generally the best kid on the team will wear 23 his whole way up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is 23's not retired. Is it retired in the NBA?
Not everywhere, no.
Yeah.
No, so, I mean, because like LeBron wears 23.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just generally how basketball goes.
Okay. I didn't know. That's why I wanted to ask someone that.
So, like, if you're playing high school, you wouldn't wear 99 if you're playing hockey?
Oh, you would get chirped so hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You better be like better than Wayne Gretzky if you think you could pull off being number 99. Maybe if you're like a little kid, sure. But the minute you're like old enough to know better, you don't wear number 99.
That's
like,
so funny.
That's like, no, don't do that. That's like a cardinal sin. 66 is like pushing it.
All right.
But because of Lemieux,
but
99 is like the most untouchable number. Like you, it's like you see someone doing that, you're like, oh, that guy's just a douche. Rocking number 99. We had a kid on.
I'm trying to think, and there's football. There's too many. Like, I don't know if there's one number nobody would wear in football either.
We had a guy on when we first started the Donkeys, I think wanted number 99, and we all said no.
Really?
We didn't even want to be associated with someone that would wear number 99 on our team. Like, well, go F yourself. And then he wound up going with, like, I think 87, which is Crosby's number.
Crosby.
So we just called him Crosby the whole time, and he got annoyed by that.
You're wearing 87 because Sid wears it. Like, what do you expect?
Right, no one else wears that number. It's almost like that now. Like, when you're like that on that level, it's like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, in soccer, number 10 is generally the best player on the team.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I don't know if anybody wears 10 in public. Like I would dare. I would not dare put it. I could pick any number I want.
Oh, that's funny.
I wouldn't put a number 10 on my jersey.
I would have not known any Sounders wear 10?
Yeah. So 10 generally is like the best player on your team.
Okay. Is that Jordan kid, Morris?
Jordan doesn't wear 10. No, I think, was Alonzo wearing 10?
Okay.
Or, yeah. It's like, so somebody always wears. Like, Messi's always a 10. You know what I mean? You'll notice it more.
Oh, now I'm going to pay attention to
that.
And then they got the new jerseys, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they look pretty cool.
I like the three stripes. I notice all the teams are doing that.
Yeah.
I think it looks cool.
It does, man. And, you know, I go back and forth with the kits. It's just every year there's a new one.
Oh, it's a cash grab.
Yeah.
It's insane, though. It's like it's slightly different every time, but it's like, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a quick break?
All right.
We come back. Speaking of basketball, I've got some great audio of a basketball player basically getting dimed out for being stoned during an interview.
Oh, no kidding.
It's awesome.
All right.
It's so damn funny when the Megacast returns.
Ted and Steve need a second to drink a Coors Light. They think that is how to avoid the coronavirus. Yeah, they are that dumb. The Megacast will be back.
A big hit from Sunday's game was the Hyundai Smart Pack commercial where the vehicle parks and unparks itself.
Smart Pack.
Smart Pack. But for the many people who can't afford robocars, Detroit introduces the next big thing. It's called Stupid Park.
Let me drop her into reverse and see if I can wedge in this spot. Oh, I got a text. Oh, crap.
It's simple. Just keep texting or checking social media on your phone while you park your car. Pretty soon,
I'll give her another try while I tweet this pic of my dog. Finally. Thanks, Stupid Park.
The all-new Stupid Park. Coming soon. Or probably already happening to you in a Walmart parking lot.
Bellingham, Washington. Tucked up north in the Pacific Northwest, known for Death Cab for Cutie, and it's known for something else. What's that one actress's name? She was in that boxing movie.
Dude, voice guy, just tell them I'm gonna be in Bellingham.
Why the f*** are you going there?
5cc, I'm wrestling in a five-sided ring.
Five sides? That sounds stupid.
Just shut the hell up already and sell the fact that I'm going to be there. Act excited.
Oh, sorry. Finally, a real celebrity comes to Bellingham, Washington. Seattle's biggest star. Your hashtag verified champ, Steve Miggs, will be at 5CC on Saturday, February 8th. Hillary Swank, that's who I was thinking of. Whew, man, that was going to bug me.
I can't believe these two get paid to do this. Oh wait, they do it for free. They still suck. The Megacast is back.
You know, F you, Alice.
What in the hell?
She hates us.
She does.
Clowning on us about the coronavirus.
Yeah, she got jokes, huh?
Full of them, those robot jokes.
Robot jokes.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Bellingham this Saturday. Come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm part of the first match, which is going to be a fatal five-way.
Where is it at?
It's at the Eagles Hall in Bellingham.
What time's that?
I don't know. Let's see. It is, I believe it starts at like 7. Yeah, bell is at 7. Doors open at 6:30. And it's at the Fraternal Order of Eagles number 31, which is on Forest Street, whatever accent you have, in Bellingham. Just go to 5ccwrestling.com to get more information. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Zicky Dice, if you're a fan of like NWA wrestling, which is blowing up right now in the world of wrestling.
All right.
He's like this outlet. His character is called Outlandish Zicky Dice. And he's like this stuck in the 80s, bleach blonde hair, just kind of like over the top, like sleazy dude. He's like, he's a great character. He's killing it on NWA, and he's going to be there as well. So I'm pumped to finally meet him because we talk all the time online. Like,
are you just driving up and driving back?
Yeah,
man, that's a haul.
That's what you got to do, man. You put in the drives.
You got to show up.
Have boots will travel. That's what they say in the world of wrestling.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those 40 milers. It's so funny in anything that you love, music. I notice it, hockey. Everybody wants a clown on somebody that also loves doing it as well. Like in hockey, if you have a wheeled bag, you get made fun of. You know, if you have wheels, that means if your bag has wheels, that means you don't. Like, that's like always like kind of like a thing. Music, you got plenty of things that people will chirp you about. Like, if you don't have a certain type of a guitar or whatever, or you just look like a
dude. It's the same thing in everything.
Probably in soccer as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
yeah. And so in wrestling, one of the things that some wrestlers like to judge, because everyone wants to judge each other. It's so stupid, right? So some wrestlers want to judge and feel superior to you if you don't travel more than 40 miles to wrestle.
All right, I see.
They view you as like kind of like a you're not really taking it serious.
Yeah.
Well, see, so I was smart. I made sure I live 40 miles from Seattle, so I'm always in over 40 miles.
That's what I'm just saying, man. Puyallup to Bellingham.
Bellingham's fun,
right? But that's a good drive.
Well, we'll probably put together. If not, I might drive myself, or we might put together a few of us that are wrestling, and that's actually a lot of the fun. Like when we go to Richland, which is like a 3-hour drive, or Portland.
Yeah.
The car ride's really the most fun part of it all because you're really only wrestling for 10 minutes. So it's not like you're really making that drive for just that. It's the experience.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I love Bellingham.
Me too.
It's a fun town.
Like, I want to try and get down there a little early just to kind of enjoy Bellingham.
Yeah. And, I like the Archer Inn.
I don't even know
It's a basement bar.
Well, I remember I used to go there all the time to play with Death Cab for Cutie way back in the day. And we would play all the bars on that strip. Like, they, you know, it's like any small town. They got a strip of bars. And that's where we would always
go. Fairhaven. That's like the one I remember like going to years
Fairhaven.
Ago. Dude, I was there with you, wasn't I?
Probably.
Years ago with somebody else we used to know.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, wait a minute. We've partied in Bellingham.
We have. Here we go. Remembering stories. We forget.
Jesus.
So, Ted.
He's just funny. I'm like, I remember partying in the Fairhaven once. I'm like, wait a minute. I was dancing. Steve was next to me. Like, who did we see? What was that band called? Space Band or? Somebody will remember.
Was it a local band?
Yeah. Space. They've been around forever. They have a bunch of people on stage. I think because we went up for a ski to see and then we went over there.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were partying hard back then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we still do, Ted, when we get together. Yeah.
Let me get a light beer.
Let me have one of them Coronas.
Man, it's Saturday. I was like, all right, it's like 6:37. I'm out.
Yeah. Nothing good happens after 9 p.m., boys. So, TNT's got a show called, that Tuesday nights Inside the NBA.
Oh, yeah, of course.
By what, Adam Lefko?
All right. I always think of Inside the NBA as being like Shaq and Charles and...
Yeah, Shaq's on it as well.
Yeah.
So they were interviewing...
I thought usually it's Ernie. Johnson.
Okay, well, on this Tuesday, it was Candace Parker, Dwayne Wade, Adam Lefko, and Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, yeah, because they do it like all the time. So I think after NBA, so some nights are different staff.
Okay. So they were interviewing Aaron Gordon, who's going to be in the NBA All-Star competition for the Slam Dunk Contest.
Okay.
You got to do yourself a favor and go online and just find the video because it's more visual. He looks stoned out of his mind.
Now, is this post game? Did he play or is he just, are they just interviewing him?
They're just interviewing him. He's like at home. Right. So he's like via satellite. So you got the panel of the people for Inside the NBA and then a split screen with Aaron, like maybe in his house or in a studio, just talking to them.
All right.
And he looks so stoned. Eyes are glassy, red. He's just kind of zoning in and out. He just, when he talks, he kind of has like a stone vibe, but it's more visual. But Shaq, as his 8 minute, and if you just fast forward, if you see the interview, it's like 8 minute song, fast forward towards the end, right? Shaq is starting to pick up on this guy is baked. And he decides to do some not so subtle, like, digs.
Yeah.
So, like, he's trolling him. He keeps saying the word hi, like, repeatedly. And then even Adam Lefko, he picks up on it and tells Gordon to, quote, smoke the competition. And so we have the audio.
All right, I was like, tell me you have this audio already.
We would be wasted if we played a drinking game for every time that Shaq uses. And I didn't edit this.
All right.
This is just one little clip where Shaq finds a way to use the word high or higher more times than I think it was even possible. It's incredible. He deserves a Pulitzer Prize for this.
I hold these guys to a higher perfection.
Okay.
But look, you know what I like about that dunk contest? Him and Zach, they was getting so high. When they was up there dunking, man, they were so high. I was like, damn, these boys are high. Man, these boys are getting high as hell. When they ranked D-Wade, cloud nine the way they was up there dunking that thing.
In the clouds, baby.
Bro, I don't know about all that, Shaq. I don't know about all that. They paid me for four dunks, dog. They paid me for four dunks. And they got two extra ones out of me, man. So I don't know, man. That's what I got to talk to about getting that extra two reimbursement.
You good, baby.
Yeah, man. Just go smoke the competition, man. We got you.
Good luck, Aaron. Good luck in the dunk contest, brother.
How's the main host jumping in on this? Dang. That is awesome.
And then you hear like Shaq's like, you good. Right? I almost feel like he's like, you should stop talking.
I think he's just being like, we know you're high. Don't sweat it.
Well, I'll soon until the NBA drug tests this kid.
What's that?
I mean, I would imagine the NBA is going to drug test him after seeing this interview.
The NBA doesn't.
They don't drug test?
Not for weed. They literally, their last negotiation, their players union that. Held out and was like, you're not testing our guys for weed.
No effing way.
I swear to God.
No wonder why he doesn't care.
Oh, no. It's like an open secret in the NBA. Like, a lot of people get blazed all the time.
Well, I remember hearing stories back in the day, like, Scottie Pippen was stoned all the time. And, like, anybody and everybody was basically smoking pot.
Rod Strickland was famous for it.
Like, I did not know
who was the guy. Who was it that got popped? Was it Strickland years ago for the Trailblazers? They're like leaving the arena or something.
Oh my God.
And they're like, it smells like weed. And they're like, nah, we smoked it all.
I had no idea. No wonder why like he just doesn't probably give an F.
No, the NBA, you don't have to.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not like Percy Harvin in the NFL where it was like you had to keep stuff secret. Like, yeah. The NBA is blatant. Like, they don't care.
Good for them.
Yeah. Well, plus, I mean, I'm with Rogan. I think jiu-jitsu is maybe the one sport you could say marijuana is performance enhancing as it helps you relax. But
okay,
outside of that, like, I don't know. You ever try to play hoops when you're stoned?
No, I haven't. Maybe I should. Maybe it'll make me better. I have done it on Molly, and I seem to be hitting them pretty well. If you remember that time we went to Oregon.
I tried to play hoops once stoned, and it was just every time somebody passed the ball, it was just like I was staring at the rotation of it.
Yeah.
And then it would hit my hands. It seemed shocking.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine trying to play that.
Like, but I have plenty of friends. That's the way they play.
Yeah, I mean, remember back in the day, it was like there was that Ross Bagliotti or the snowboarder from Canada that got busted for getting stoned.
Oh, yeah, in the Olympics.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. Like, I like smoking weed, but I generally don't smoke. One of the last times I went snowboarding, I got real blazed beforehand.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody came by and was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm really high. I'm just kind of sitting here. I know I can get down this hill. I'm just not feeling it right now.
Ted, I hate to do this. Can I put this on pause for a half a second?
Yeah.
I've been drinking a lot of water, and I'm about to pee my pants.
Get it.
All right, I'll hit pause. We'll be right back.
Do we have time, or you got to go?
Well, it's 12:13.
Yeah.
We got like about 4. You know what? Maybe we should just end it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get out of here. I got to pee. Follow us at the Megacast, at the Megacast on Twitter. I'm doing the pee dance. Oh, you're such a dick. All right, we're gone. Goodbye. Screw you, Ted.
See you, man.